Federal offices and schools in Washington are closed today, the city getting out from under more than 20 inches of snow. All of Maryland is under a state of emergency until at least Tuesday morning, and schools and government offices are also closed in Philadelphia. They had 22 inches. But the weekend storm isn't expected to have a huge economic impact. Let's take a look with Jill Schlesinger of CBS News in New York, where there's 27 inches in Central Park. Jill, are you there?
I am. Okay. Still covered with snow.
Yeah. Well, is there a dollar figure for how much this storm is going to cost?
Well, it's not clear yet, but a couple of things that are a bit lucky here. And one is that it happened over a weekend. I know that's a bummer if you had tickets to a Broadway show in New York, because you're going to have to find another show to come see. And certainly you didn't spend as much money on a restaurant, perhaps, on Saturday night. But commerce is not conducted in the same at the same pace on a Saturday as it would be on a Thursday or a Friday. So I think that, you know, when we get the final numbers in, and clearly earnings will start pouring in, and you'll hear anecdotes from small businesses, I think that, in fact, that just because of the timing of the storm, it's not going to be quite as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, well, IHS Global Insight is reporting that the impact could be as little as $350 million. Doesn't sound like little to me, but and as much as $850 million, which is still considered not a lot compared to other storms. And one of the reasons maybe it's not a lot is that money shifts, right? That people...
Look, you go out shopping early, right? And you say, okay, I'm going to go out on Friday and load up on the stuff that I'm going to get. And you pile that stuff in. And then
more than you would ever need.
Exactly.
Let's face it.
Let's be honest. I mean, there's just so much scotch you can drink in one weekend. No, I'm just kidding. And you know, so you do that. And there's a snapback. I mean, you can't imagine the number of people that are out on the streets yesterday by 12 noon in New York City, and, you know, people just pouring out all over the place and had a little cabin fever. So, you know, look, we know we can go back to see where there was real economic impact from weather-related issues. So, yes, storms have a specific dollar amount associated with them. But let's go back 2 years ago. That was when frigid weather took hold of large swaths of the United States. And we saw economic growth. There was no growth in the first quarter. We saw contraction of 0.9%. Last year, tons of snow, lots of different parts of the country were involved, and we saw growth of just 0.6%. But that was like weeks and weeks of terrible weather. This is one storm, and that's right, hundreds of millions sounds like a lot, but not in a $16 trillion economy.
Well, and many companies plan on it. It is winter. You can see it coming. Quick question, though. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. They did allow people to change without charge, which reminded some of us today, you know, airlines have seen a tremendous drop in fuel prices. They seem to be doing well. Why do we have to pay so much when we change a flight? The flights are also overbooked. It seems like they could turn around and sell it.
Yes. They charge that much because we pay it. The six largest U.S. airlines took in $18 billion in fees last year. Mm. It's an increase of 19% from the year before. But forget about that. Let's go back to 2010. Over those 5 years, a 163% increase. Now, I want to be very clear. Globally, airlines are making lots of money. A lot of U.S. companies doing this. We are not expecting those fees to go away. The fares are going down, but they are the fees themselves, they are here for at least the near term.
Jill, get on that, will you?
I'm going to try.
That's Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Thanks so much.
Take care.